Hey, it is our extra call for our Freedom Formula, and my computer is restarting, so I cannot unmute you guys until it restarts. Wouldn't you know it, it just happened to freeze right as we were getting started. So I have to wait for it to reboot so I can get to the screen where I can unmute you guys. And it's just getting reset up for that right now. What I'd like you to think about in getting prepared to be unmuted or for your mics to be turned on is what can we celebrate with you? You know, any subtle or small wins, any subtle or small progress? And what are your questions? What are your questions? What can we cover today that's going to help you move forward from any place that you've been feeling stuck or confused or anything that could use a little extra juice and a little extra love? So have a think about that. While we're getting this platform online, so that I can unmute you guys. One of the things I also want you to think about is whether or not you feel as though, I know some of you definitely aren't, but some of you might be at the stage where you're ready to start writing a talk, basically a teleclass or a webinar or something like that, even a class that you could teach in person. It'd be the same content. You would just, whether or not you're doing it on the computer or on a phone or in person, as a way to get new clients. So it's something that I want to double check in on back again and come back around to revisiting that topic, because I asked this question a few weeks ago and people said that they weren't ready yet. So I just want to double check to see if it's coming up to the point where anybody feels like they are indeed ready for that next piece. Still waiting for this platform to open up so I can unmute. Oh boy. All right, good. Progress is happening. Taking a little bit of time because it has to open up everything that it had opened before. Sometimes funky tech things happen and you just have to roll with them even if you're in the middle of a class. So thank you for your patience while we're waiting for this to open. Computer's fan is whirling really hard because it's working really quickly to try to open up so many things at once.
Hi there, guys. Yeah. This is Lindsay here, and I'm here with Tim LaLuna, who I've been working with for, I think it's about, you know,
Still trying to get this to open, guys. Sit tight. I'm going to have to open it in a different browser because it's crashing in the first browser. When I do get your mics turned on, I definitely hope you'll be ready with celebrations to share and questions to ask, because you're definitely having a lot of headway right now to think about those things and write them down to get ready for when I can turn on these microphones. Just as a heads up, we do have an event on tomorrow that some of you may be coming to here in San Francisco. So one of the things you want to be thinking about is, what are you going to say for your 2 minutes in front of the room? And what are you going to say when we're sitting in a circle? So you might have some questions on that for today. You might have something you might want to ask about that. You can prepare that as well. Okay, fingers crossed. It is trying to open up the page right now in a second browser. It is definitely taking its time. Ooh, one of the browsers finally worked. Okay. The previous one. Meryl.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, we actually have communication. I wasn't sure.
Boy, did that take an eon for this screen to be able to work.
Well, you're speaking to the choir on that stuff. I totally understand.
Well, so do we have any celebrations?
Let me think. I think, you and I have talked a lot about what we did last time. I think the big celebration for me is just I'm actually moving more into the actual work of building the business. And I'm spending a lot of time now working on Excel and Word, getting that place where I wanted to be. So that tomorrow I can at least walk into the meetup session and feel ready to execute. So sort of
sounds
kind of
good.
I did
well,
have
congratulations.
A question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I practiced the script today, as I promised. And it's a 2 minute stand up presentation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
There's two
and
things that happen. There's the 2 minutes in front of the room, and then there's the thing you say when we get to you in the circle.
Okay. And we want to keep that really both short and sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that was basically it. I was just, I'm glad you let me know it's the same thing we had did before. So I was just practicing the script and just fine-tuning that and getting it under 2 minutes. And I don't really have anything really planned to say in the circle other than just to kind of reiterate what I had just did, but it won't be the full 2 minutes. It'll just be like, here my presentation, and this is what I'm looking for. And people who are looking to see if they'd be interested in a free, and I changed the name, and I wanted to get your feedback on this. You said get away from the word free consulting, and I was wondering, does the word free empowerment session work better?
You're not really empowering them, though, are you?
Well, I was thinking
about
that.
I mean, in the first half, you are.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that in the consulting thing. You're helping them uncover what their particular
maybe
goals
like a
are.
Maybe like a tech clarity session?
Clarity session would work, I guess. But that has the, you know, you said you wanted something that had kind of like a real...
I'm just not sure that someone's going to walk away from the session feeling empowered. Did you get that feedback when you did it in the past?
No, because remember you said change the name from free consulting? So I was trying to figure out what terms would resonate.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is I don't know that the word empowerment should be in there because I don't know that that's what you are providing for people in your session.
And that's my question. I was wondering whether that's an appropriate term or not. And I was trying to
that's
figure
what
out,
I mean.
You know, yeah, because I was thinking, really, when you're doing free consulting, you're figuring out what their goals are. You're giving them the mindset, and, of course, you're trying to sell them on your product and services. So what's a good way to describe that without it sounding like I'm here to, you know, you want to give them something.
That's why I'm saying it's a tech clarity session. It might be a
text. T-E-X-T, text clarity?
P-E-C-H.
Oh, P-E-C-H.
A tech clarity session.
A tech clarity session.
Because you're getting them clear on what's been missing, where they're stuck. You're getting them a clearer path towards their goals with the first half of the session when it's the unconscious mind work. So, or the mindset work, I should say. So that's one way of calling it. I know that some people from your session can probably walk away having more clarity, even if they don't sign up with you. I don't know if they'll walk away feeling empowered if they don't sign up with you, which is why I shy away from that word.
We're talking about. I wasn't sure about that word myself either. Ultimately, what I want to do is empower them because they're getting a lot more than just computer skills, but that's not what happens in the first session, so I have some issues with it, which is why I asked.
Keep working on the title.
15 private one-on-one free tech clarity sessions. Does that sound like a mouthful right there? Or?
Don't say free. And private and one-on-one is redundant, and you don't need to say free. So 15 private tech clarity sessions.
Okay. That will work. Now. Any other questions that you had asked
And then
about?
You can experiment with other names and bring them back to us, and we can give you some feedback.
Okay. I'll go with this for now. I think I can integrate that into what I'm going to be doing. The other thing was you were asking, would we be ready to teach a class online? Of course, that's what I will be doing, so.
Well, what I mean is to start to get more sign-ups for your free consult.
Okay. In that way.
So I wouldn't say that you're there yet because you haven't yet employed the other methods that I've taught so far, that I've showed you guys so far. And I want you to do those before you move into the next piece. It's more for Heather.
Gotcha.
She might be at the place where that can happen, but she's not on the call right now.
I don't know if there is.
So I'll check in with her separately.
Yeah, I don't know if Mary's on the call. Mary, are you there?
No, she's not. I can see who's on the call.
That's it for me at the moment.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're doing great. You've got your stuff prepared for tomorrow. You have been working on Excel and Word, and you are going to work on, what are the two resources you're going to ask people for tomorrow?
Well, basically, I think the thing is, who would you know that might be interested in a Tech Clarity session? And any, I guess basically that's the only thing I'm thinking about at the moment, the leads. Could be one more. Do you have a thought about what the other one should be? Or maybe this, I could ask, I normally teach Microsoft Office. Are there any other applications that anybody else would like to know?
No, that's not a good use of asking for resources. You can ask them that in an email follow-up. Normally, you'd be asking for things like who do you know who might like a Tech Clarity session, or who of you can be a referral partner and end up sending referrals my way. I'd probably say those are the two things to ask for.
They're very similar.
Well, one is, they are very similar, but the other thing to ask for is speaking engagements, and you're not really there yet.
No.
I don't want to put that on your plate yet, so really it comes down to, who do you know right now who you can send to me, and are you somebody I can build a relationship with where you will send people to me in the future? Those are the two things you're asking for.
Good. Great.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Great. Awesome sauce. Wonderful. Then, yeah, go ahead and take the time to practice as you have been, and we will see you tomorrow at 5:30.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Have a good one, hon.
Thank you. We're all done then?
I mean, yeah, unless there's something else we need to cover.
Nope. No, I just I think I'm the only one on the call.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we'll be talking soon then.
All
and
right.
Did you get my text sent today as well about the
I will take
voice?
Care of it.
Awesome.
Yep.
Great. I'm looking
and
forward
I
to making
will...
sure this is all done right for us.
And I will see you tomorrow at 5:30.
Very good. See you then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. You are current.